What's up, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson with another episode of Gym Talk. It's been a minute since I got on here and kicked some game with everybody, man. Just wanted to take some time off and get focused, reflect on the things that I need to take care of, putting things in perspective. That's what we're going to talk about today. As you can tell by the background, I'm outside. It's a nice day. It's beautiful. Sun is out. You know, it's about, 6:50 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting an early start to this, so maybe this might hit y'all in the morning on your way to work or whatnot. But anyway, man, there's certain things in your gym regimen or your workout regimen that we have to incorporate, because this will happen when you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to get your physique in shape and everything, and you're trying to, let alone with that, mentally stay focused while doing it. And a lot of things in life will have you stuck. It'll get you in a rut, so to speak, or whatnot. You know how you get into a workout and you get into a mindset of, I'm about to lose this weight, everything's going good, I got my prep, and bam, life will happen. And what you got to do is, you got to sit back and you got to reset. It's like rebooting yourself, putting yourself in a position to get back in the driver's seat, so that way you can get back in the gym, push yourself or whatnot. At the end of the day, all this revolves around is pushing yourself. It's just, you know, when you go through things in life, I'm going to just name a few things. I don't know if you all are going through this, but, you know, people out here are going through a divorce, financial situations, bills, kids. And when you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to set a goal that's specifically for yourself, these things will happen in life. And that's when that rut, or you start getting to a stagnated point in your accomplishments or in your goals that you're trying to set for yourself. And it becomes a burden, so to speak. And you start getting into a mindset of, dare I say it, a little bit of depression. You start feeling like, you know what? Why am I doing this? Why am I wasting my time? Why am I sitting up here in the gym trying to get myself together? And, you know, I watch YouTube and these people make it look so good. I mean, they got to be on something. Maybe this just ain't what I'm supposed to be doing. You got to get out of that frame of thought. Right now, I've been going through my own situation where it's not necessarily about keeping my physique in shape, but while keeping my physique in shape, I haven't been able to reach those small goals that I need for me being a competitor to, like, really start getting my body somewhat ready for the stage. So certain things that hit me in life where it's slowing me down, it's you know, it's becoming a burden, it's messing with my train of thought. And, you know, I preach this stuff, but I go through it as well. So I don't want you guys to feel like, hey, man, you know, he talking a good game, but, you know, what is he? I'm telling you right now, I'm going through the same identical thing. You know, I can tell you from experience, you know, it's rough. But what we got to do as people, we got to get together, sit down and reflect and pause for a minute. Like, literally, we have to pause for a minute and get ourselves back in a position to win. You know, find some motivational speakers that you can listen to. You know, some positive music. We got to start along with setting specific goals for ourselves and getting ourselves back in the gym and, you know, start to get our physiques back, and so we can feel good about ourselves, because this is what this is about as well. We want to, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to feel good. We want to feel good in life about where we're at. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody wants to be, you know, out of shape and, you know, miserable. I want to be, and, you know, we all want to be in shape. We want to feel happy. You know, we're not saying that we want to be posters, you know, models or something like that, but we want to be the best that we can be. You know what I'm saying? We just want to look good for what we envision for ourselves, and we want to feel good about that. And, you know, we have to somewhat keep quality people around us. Because when you're doing this, you know, it's easier said than done to say, I'm going to do this by myself. But at the end of the day, you just need some quality people around you. And we need quality voices that we can hear. And what I mean by quality voices is, you know, everything starts by what we intake. You know, you hear negative, you're going to feel negative. But if you hear more positive things, we will start, me, you, and everybody else out here, we'll start to think positive and do things in more in a positive light. No matter how bad the situation will go, we will, you know, we seem to still feel more positive about the outcome. Does that make sense? So, you know, let's keep ourselves in a position to do nothing but win. That's what we're on right now. We want to win, and we want to feel good, and we want to be positive. You know what I'm saying? That's my nice little rant today. I will be back, and I will be putting up some more material soon. Today, I want to keep it positive. I wanted to keep it, you know, very motivated. I want to keep it spiritual, so to speak. And, you know, it's not always about the crazy stuff I love to talk about from time to time. But trust me, we got some more crazy topics coming. We got some more things about weight loss and different things about burning calories. I'm going to teach a session on, you know, what really burning calories is and what it means. We're going to talk about losing fat as well. What does that really mean? Losing fat and being able to keep muscle, or losing fat but still want to be able to keep certain parts of our body to accentuate your curves as a woman. So we're going to talk about those different things coming up soon. Today, I want to just keep it positive for those who are going through something and trying to keep themselves in the gym, but they got a lot going on. You know, they're reflecting on life and things are just seeming, you know, things are seeming to be down. But I just want to uplift you today, man. Keep God first, believe in yourself, and believe that, you know, you can do this, man. You gotta push yourself. You really can do this. You really can achieve what you want to set out to achieve, all right? Love y'all. One.